No, now that you found your flashlight, you got it right. It's me, Sean, Anthony, you, get back to me. Sean, thank you for the advice and the tips. Anthony, same thing there. Dakota, we're talking about these ham fests like Dayton and things like that, and we're talking about local ones when you jumped in. Yeah, so I appreciate that information about Monroe, Livonia, things like that that I could do in a day. But as far as bonsai runs to something like Dayton, twice a year I do these crazy bonsai runs. I got them coming up next month when I go down to Indy for the Indy 500. That's two weekends in a row, followed by the Detroit Grand Prix. And so that's three weekends of racing, but two bonsai trips to Indianapolis. And the only reason why I do them is because I'm probably the only guy young enough to still drive it nonstop and see where I'm going now that I've had the eye surgery. And then at Christmas time, I do the crazy Trans-Siberian Orchestra bonsai run to Chicago and Detroit. And I say Chicago and Detroit because it's either Detroit to Chicago or Chicago back to Detroit to see four shows in the course of 2 days in the dead of winter. And this past winter, to make a long story short, on the road at 4 o'clock the day after Christmas in the morning, and it didn't end till after midnight the morning of the 20th, you know, 2 days later, whatever that was, like the 27th or whatever. And I do all the driving, pretty much. So, yeah. So bonsai runs are not uncommon for me to do still. I just can't do them every day like some people would have to do for work, like Tom Cujo. Sean, go ahead.